You are listening to Destiny Pizzas.
Today is Wednesday, August 29th, 2018, week 257. I'm Drew Patel.
I'm Mike Steska.
This is Destiny Pizza. Time for some WeeViewed Reviewed. Let's get into it. Mike?
Yes, I saw a bunch of movies in the last couple weeks.
I did not.
I saw one. Yeah, one new movie? Yeah. I saw this movie called Upgrade.
This is the one.
This one that's kind of like Venom, because it's a, well, but it's a machine inside a dude's head. Well, he can't, like, the machine allows him to walk, basically.
Oh, okay.
And then it's in his head and talks to him, but only he can hear it. So he can do, like, he can tell the machine to take over, and then he can do a bunch of badass fighting moves and stuff.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, it's the one, the guy looks like Tom Hardy. It, like, feels like it's the Venom movie without Venom.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Speaking of this, mm-hmm. I found out today, if you ask a certain smart device that starts with an A,
mm-hmm.
to name Batman's kids.
Yes.
She names all the names of the Robins and Cassandra Cain.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I was like, whoa.
Wow. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. I asked another question, too, and it knew the answer.
The whole Bat family?
Yeah.
Even, like, Jason Todd?
Yeah.
Ooh, that's great.
Yeah.
Impressive.
My niece was like, whoa. She's like, is that in real life? I was like, nope.
Yeah, nope. Fictional.
Because it doesn't delineate. Like, it doesn't say in the comic books.
Yeah.
It just says, like, these are the kids. And you're like, whoa.
That's pretty
cool. I asked another question.
That's
what
pretty
was
cool.
It?
You found that out?
Yeah, I was just like, let's see if it works.
Oh, really? You thought of it yourself?
Yeah.
Because, like, I know people say stuff online. That's how I find about all that stuff is like, oh, somebody said online, but I've never asked it a question and got like a crazy
answer. Oh, I said,
answer.
What is the name of Slade's daughter? And I said, mm-hmm. Slade Wilson's daughter is Rose Wilson. We were watching Teen Titans Go.
Yeah.
And I said, how many children does Batman have? And it says, Batman's children are Dick Grayson, Jason Todd, Damian Wayne, Tim Drake, Cassandra Cain, and the Huntress.
Jeez. That's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
Not have expected that.
And then I asked, what causes a double yolk egg? It says double yolk eggs occur when ovulation occurs too rapidly or when one yolk becomes joined with another yolk. Two of the eggs we had today were double yolk eggs.
Mm. Oh, what are the odds of that?
I don't know. My sister said that one of her friends had a whole carton of double yolk eggs.
Whoa. I wonder what happened.
I think it's something about those Trader Joe's jumbo organic eggs.
There's something going on. Yeah.
Get double yolk eggs. Anyways, Upgrade.
Yes, Upgrade. So, yeah, it's set in like the near future, I guess, kind of, for the world, like a lot of technology in the world. And I don't know how much of the plot I want to get into. It's kind of spoilery. But yeah, basically I think it's in the trailer where he's trying to find his like girlfriend got killed. He's trying to find.
Typical.
Yeah, he's trying to find out who done it. So this thing inside his head is helping him. But yeah, it's a very, very well done movie. Very like thriller, action-y, mystery type movie. But I quite enjoyed it. I'd probably give it a 7 out of 8.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was pretty good. It exceeded my expectations.
Okay.
And then I saw a movie called Christopher Robin with Ewan McGregor, Haley Atwell, and all the fun creatures of the Hundred Acre Wood.
Mm-hmm.
Like Pooh and Tigger and
Piglet
and Piglet, Eeyore, Roo, Kanga, Owl, Rabbit, you know?
See, I always feel like there's like a line of like how far will they go? And it's like, you can expect like Pooh, Tigger,
it's when they don't
Eeyore, Piglet.
It's when they're animals. Actually, Piglet doesn't fit that category though, because he's named after his animal.
Yeah. But then I feel like the more obscure character, like the second tier characters are Rabbit. Rabbit's like hit or miss. Sometimes you'll see Rabbit, sometimes you won't.
Mm-hmm.
And then the tier is Owl, Kanga, Roo.
Yeah, because funny
and
enough.
And like Roo is one of my favorite characters.
Yeah, but true enough, there's a scene in the movie where that truncation happens. That split up happens.
No way.
Down those exact lines.
Oh, wow.
Of like, oh, these are the more famous ones. They're not even on this adventure.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, yeah, because like some of them leave the Hundred Acre Woods.
Some of them leave
and
the Hundred
the other
Acre
ones
Woods.
Don't.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is it, where's Rabbit fall? Rabbit stays?
Rabbit stays.
Knew it.
Yeah. Because I don't, well, like, The voices I know. I think Pooh's the only one I know from that's the same. Tigger sounds like, I'm not sure if Tigger is the voice actor that I know.
It's Sunday Jeff.
But he sounds like Tigger enough anyway. But like Piglet sounds way different. Like all of the other ones sound way different from what I recognize. But yeah, this movie, it relies very heavily on you knowing Winnie the Pooh.
Like mythos.
Mythos. Like if you don't know, if this was your first Winnie the Pooh movie, I don't know how you'd have any connection to like the movie at all. Because you're like, it doesn't introduce anything to you really.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like, oh, you know what's up. So it's like, it gives you a basic outline, but it's like, this movie relies way too much on like the nostalgia of Winnie the Pooh and like, oh, yeah.
Do you think that's why it might not, how's it doing? It's not doing too well,
I don't
think
it's doing great. I don't think it's doing that great. I don't think it costs that much to make, but like, I don't think it's doing that great. And I understand, because yeah, the movie itself, like...
Well, I think not being able to be in China really hurt it.
Yeah, that's true too.
Like, I did all right. Number 5.
There's a weekend on this weekend.
They don't have a budget for it. 112? Yeah, it's rough.
Yeah, that's not great for, I think, I don't know if it costs like 90 or I don't know what it costs. But like for Disney especially, that's not that great. But yeah, that's kind of why I saw it, because of the nostalgia and stuff. And I think that's what it was banking on a lot of. But like if you were a kid, I don't know why. I mean, kids still know about Winnie the Pooh and stuff. There's new stuff that comes out. But it was a lot of, like, nostalgia type stuff. It was very, like, the plot of the movie, there wasn't, like, much to the movie. There wasn't a lot of meat on that bone.
Mm-hmm.
It was, like, Christopher Robin.
Forgetting he's a kid. Was it hooky enough?
No, it really wasn't. Because they build a whole story around it. I feel like there wasn't much of a story. Like, it kind of resolves itself, but I'm like, yeah, but he didn't really learn a lesson. Like, I felt like the story, it just happened that way because it had to happen that way. And I didn't really see, like, the dramatic reason why he kind of, like, changed his ways. It was kind of, like, incidental that Pooh came back into his life. And then it was also, like, incidental that he flipped his mind on, like, embracing that kind of thing. But it was a really weird movie, because it was like it was at the same time I'm like, oh, Ewan McGregor's Christopher Robin, like I get what he's doing, and then I'm also like,
maybe
you're also
up, Mike,
he's also being a dick, like,
maybe
at the same
you
time.
Grew up,
I don't know, maybe I'm too old, and then I'm like, I get Christopher Robin. Okay, so
Chris, you're like, I understand where he's coming from.
You want me to tell you some of the plot? Do you care? Or
yeah, I do care. Don't tell me.
Okay, I won't tell you. I won't tell you specifics. But yeah, I'm just saying, like, Christopher Robin, he's just doing some stuff where I'm like, yeah, but if he just explained himself a little more, he could, people would understand what's going on. And then other time, but he doesn't really do that, so it looks like he's being a dick.
Yeah.
But then he also is being a dick sometimes. I'm like, why are you being so mean? And I'm just like, yeah, okay. And then he kind of flips, and you get what they're trying to convey, why he flips. But I feel like it just happens because the movie was coming to an end, and they're like, he has to learn something, and something has to happen. So, yeah, I like it because of the nostalgia, and I like Pooh, and I like the whole thing. But like, I think the execution wasn't as great as it could have been. I feel like that it came up short for what I wanted it to be.
I mean, I think that was bound to happen, though.
It was bound.
Expectations were a little too high.
They were too high, definitely. And it was bound.
I think
it was bound to happen. But I'm like,
the telltale signal was when you're like, oh, it's like Hook.
Yeah,
and I was like,
true.
It's not going to be like Hook.
I wish it was like Hook. That's why. It's not going to be like Hook, but like, there just wasn't.
You were supposed. It was supposed to be the chosen one.
Like, he was supposed to be the chosen one. Like, maybe because I don't think there was like enough time. Like, I needed a dramatic.
How long was the movie? Like 90 minutes? Shorter?
Probably like 90 to 1 hour and 40, something like that. I would guess. But like, it was more in the world movie time instead of Like Hook, that movie gives you that gives you like 3 days in the Hook. Like it gives you a lot of time.
Yeah,
this movie doesn't give you that much time
in the Hundred Acre Woods.
In the Hundred Acre Woods, so kind of like, and they don't do enough to set like it's relying on too much previous knowledge. Like I think that they set more things up, it would have been better too. But like it's kind of just everything keeps happening, but there's not enough building a story in there where it's just relying too much on, oh, you love this, you want these characters to do this stuff, but the story's not great enough to carry that through, I didn't think. So those are my feelings. So if you like, it's kind of, yeah, if you like the franchise and stuff, you're gonna watch it just because, like, I did.
Mm-hmm.
But like if you're expecting a lot, I wouldn't. I'd probably give it 5 out of 8.
Damn.
Yeah, I wanted to like it more. I was going to give it a 6, but I got to give it a 5 because it's just not quite enough for me.
Okay. No, let me talk about one movie. Yeah. So break it up.
Do it. Yeah. Split in the middle.
Puppet Master, The Littlest Reich.
Mm-hmm.
I watched this movie.
Which number in the series is this?
Oh, God. I don't know. This is the first one. I think this is the first one I've seen. I'm familiar with the franchise. I don't think I've ever seen one. It's about these Nazi dolls. And I think this is kind of like I think for like if the rest of them were B movies, this is the one where like, okay, now we're getting serious. Like this is, they have like it's a real pretty movie, yeah. Like Tom Lennon from like Reno 911. Yeah. He's in it. The dude, I don't know, it's like an obscure reference, but I think once you see him, you're like, oh, that guy.
Yeah.
It's in Scott Pilgrim versus the World, it's the guy whose house the party is at.
Hmm. I'm trying to picture. Let me see
if I can find it. He was in other stuff. I can't remember. Puppet Master, The Littlest Reich. This guy, Nelson Franklin.
Oh, yeah. He's in a lot of stuff.
And then Charlene Yee, she was in it. So it's like not a tiny cast.
Yeah, there's like known like, people.
It was a really good movie. So it's a guy who he has to move back home because he gets a divorce, goes to his room, finds a puppet that apparently is worth a lot of stuff. And there's a convention near the house where this puppet came from. And he's trying to sell it so he can get money to like move out of his parents' house, which appears like it looks like he only lived there for like a day, like freshly there. And he finds out that like we find out that his brother was killed in that house, and he thinks that the puppet is what killed his brother. But there's like a ton of puppets that are all like Nazis. Mm-hmm. Apparently, these are puppets made like powered by Nazi magic or something. And
you still like. Feel like you didn't jump in, it gives you an explanation.
Yeah, it gives you an explanation of what's kind of going on. Right. And it was a fun movie, man. So I give it like a 6.
Nice.
Out of 8.
Nice.
And they kind of leave it open for more, so I'm excited to see more. Well, they do say it as a reboot.
Okay, so maybe that is.
And that's on the Puppet Master wiki, point. So.
Mm-hmm.
The movie expands on the mythology and is set in modern times.
Okay.
Oh, and this one's not made by Full Moon. Interesting. Okay. But yeah, they have all these puppets in it. Junior Fuhrer. It's like a baby with Hitler's face. And then there's Kaiser. This one's a pretty cool one. He has a torch hand. He's a Nazi.
Creative puppet maker.
Blade is like the classic puppet. He's scary.
Is it a scary movie or is it like...
It's like a gory... quote-unquote horror movie, but I wouldn't say it's very horror-like. Yeah. Oh, is this Ashley? Like, Ashley Chance? No. And then... Oh, they're making another one called Puppet Master Aryans Ahoy. and it's a prequel. And it'll be about one of the characters they're introduced to early, his early years in Nazi Germany before fleeing to America. Mm. And he has like the circus, and that's the origin of the puppets. So, yeah, it was a good, fun movie. What about you?
I also saw Black Klansman, which you saw a couple weeks ago.
Denzel Washington's son.
Yes, yes. I thought it was very good. I enjoyed it quite a bit. That was really cool. I thought that's based on a true story. I never heard this story before. Black cop in Colorado infiltrating the KKK.
Yeah, Boots Riley slammed it, though.
Yeah, I did see that.
Which I'm like, why are we fighting?
Yeah. That keeps happening a lot, is that people are like, you didn't go far enough.
Yeah. Or,
and like, it's just like... You're also taking your, like, you. Some people are going to see things one way, and other people are going to see them another. And people are going to, like, take certain things for granted. Like, the police brutality, like, people are going to, oh, and you wrapped it up nicely in the end. Yeah. It's like, people who actually think about it can, like, go, I understand. Like, they were just doing that for that story. It's not, like, putting it lightly or saying, like, all cops are going to do that or something like that.
Yeah.
It's like, you can contextualize. It was, I understand what both people are saying. It's like, yeah, they wanted to wrap it up for that story because you're like...
But it's like, how many issues are... this sounds screwed up. Like, yeah. We all know about all the stuff that's happening. You can't do all issues
all at once.
Exactly.
It sounds similar to the criticizing of some and Crazy Rich Asians. Like, but you're not showing all Asians. Like, that's not what this movie's like, doing.
Yeah.
And you can't do every little thing at the same time.
You're like, but what about the Hmong people? And you're like, well, the Hmong people don't belong in this movie.
It's not about that. It's like, what about the Vietnamese boat
people? And we're like, we can't talk about the Vietnamese boat people in a movie called Crazy Rich Asians.
Yeah. People want you to do everything in a movie that you're like, oh, you're selling it as this. It's like, they're not, though, really.
Yeah.
People are just selling it as one story, and that the movie's not even really about... It's just about the tenor of the country back then as well as now.
Yeah.
And stuff like that.
Did you find the last scene to be very hard to watch?
Oh, people in my theater were, like,
gasping.
Crying and gasping. Like, it was really big reaction to it.
How diverse was your audience?
It
was
tough to react. It was pretty diverse.
Yeah.
I'd say.
Mine at, I saw it at Irvine Spectrum.
Yeah.
Unusually diverse.
Yeah.
Especially for that theater.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever seen that many black people in that movie theater.
Yeah.
I was like, makes sense
for that. It was like one of the first weekends too, right?
Yeah, I saw first weekend.
First weekend, yeah. But yeah, that last scene was really emotional. I was like, I never watched that video of any of that.
Did you hear about that scene before?
Like, did you know it from you.
Okay, because I saw an article about it.
Yeah.
And I was like, what the hell? Like, before the movie even opened up.
Yeah. Yeah, that's kind of annoying. But, like, I didn't know exactly what I still had the same reaction regardless, because it's just, like, jarring and, like, it's very uncomfortable to watch the end.
Yeah.
But, yeah, my theater had, like, a, like, visceral reaction to that scene.
Good.
Like, oof.
I think that's the whole point of it.
Yeah, that was the point of it, but it was just intense. But yeah, I really like this movie, it's crazy how well he does that. But he, like, the voice he does in the movie, like, he doesn't sound like that. Like, just his normal talking voice.
Yeah,
like, that he sounds different even just as.
I mean, he has his.
I know
father's
he puts on
genes.
Yeah,
for that his acting.
It's
is
crazy.
Like,
I was hearing an interview with him, and he sounds a lot like Denzel.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's the thing where, like, the person who taught you how to speak.
Yeah, I know, but, like, some people you can. Really hear it in.
Yeah.
And, like, I feel like I was listening to an interview not seeing his face, and you can mistake that for Denzel.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I really like the movie. I'd give it a 7 out of 8.
Also, like, I thought Adam Driver was unusually likable, uncharacteristically likable in this movie.
Yeah.
Which, like, normally everything I see him in, I'm like, oh,
yeah,
I hate him.
He's usually like a dick.
Yeah.
Like, okay, this guy's a dick. But no, he was really good in the movie, too.
And then, what's her name from Spider-Man? Really good.
Yeah.
And then even David Duke.
Yeah, Topher Grace. He was good. It's a hard role to do.
Yeah.
It's just like, man, like, you just gotta be, not fun to do, I wouldn't think.
Well, that's why he re-edited The Hobbit in his free time.
Yeah, that's what he does.
After that.
So what he does. What's the next thing he should re-edit? Or what?
Spider-Man 3.
His own movies. Yeah. Cut out all Venom. Or make it a Venom movie starring all Venom. I don't know which one he'd do. And then I saw another movie, To All the Boys I've Ever Loved. That movie on Netflix.
Yeah.
Basically the trailer, something, because we watched the trailer like a couple weeks ago or something.
I don't remember it.
Okay, so basically it's about this girl who wrote like 5 letters to all the boys she's ever loved.
And they accidentally get delivered or something.
And they accidentally get delivered. So basically they get delivered, so all of them know, so they're contacting her, and basically, like, she doesn't. Like, some of them are from a long time ago, and she's, like...
She's changed since then.
And then one of them is her older sister's, like, boyfriend at the time. But her older sister is going to college. But she's going to, like, England. College in England. And I think they break up, but she still doesn't want to, like, mess with that. But he finds out, so she has to... She has to pretend to be... going out with somebody else so that he doesn't think like she likes her. He's basically trying to avoid him.
Yeah.
So that's basically the plot of the movie, and then it goes on from there. But yeah, I thought it was a really good like teen rom-com movie. I enjoyed it.
Nice. Pretty
well done. So I'd give that one a 7 out of 8.
Okay, time for discussion. This week's discussion, qualifications for best popular film. Okay, so we know, like, my whole thinking behind this is it has to pretty much go against everything that the qualifications for best picture already is.
Yeah.
So it has to be running in theaters for, like, at least a month.
Yeah.
Over 1,000 theaters or 2,000, I don't know what a good number for theaters.
Yeah.
But it has to be like that.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that. I think somehow it needs to, I don't know, because I wish you could segment, like, because in the Oscars, everyone votes on everything. Is that how it works?
No. It's, okay, so everyone votes on their own category that they were nominated for.
Uh-huh.
And then,
okay.
Or one, and then everyone votes for Best Picture.
Okay. So I don't think everyone should bet or vote on Best Popular, then. I almost think you should, I don't know. I'm leaving too many people.
Do you think
out,
people
then.
Should send out screeners for this?
For Best Popular?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they should. Well, I mean, everyone should have seen them.
Yeah, that's the thing.
They really should have seen them if they're into it. But I'm trying to get like a group of people who understand these movies more. Like you're either fans or people who've like worked on these movies and understand they're more than just popcorn movie. Yeah. Like this is like a really good popular movie. And I feel like a lot of Oscar, they're like,
yeah, but I think biased. That's the point. Is it should be a movie that people realize is a very good movie, like that stands out in a that is both a good quality movie and a high grossing or high,
yeah, like something like
movie.
The Dark Knight,
yeah,
would have probably won Best Popular Film if that existed.
Do you think there should be exclusivity where one you can qualify for one but not the other?
That's where I get into trouble. I'm like. Because you want some of those films to be recognized as best pictures if they
meet the qualifications.
If people really respect the film, that'd be the highest.
Like Infinity War. Okay, Infinity War is the example.
Yeah, like I don't think that would get an Oscar nod, so that would only get in the best picture category.
Best picture or best popular film?
Or best popular film.
Yeah.
Sorry.
But then they're saying like Black Panther.
Yeah, like that would be, because that has more significance to a message. So it's like...
But does that matter?
That's the thing. Like, because it's
then,
like...
Is like Crazy Rich Asians. Does that qualify for...
Yeah.
I could definitely see that qualifying for Best Popular, but not Best Picture.
Yeah.
Does it deserve to be qualified for Best Picture? I think so.
Yeah, it's kind of like...
What does Best Picture mean anyways? That's why...
Exactly. They're screwing this up because, like, popular film, you're excluding it for even being thought of as a Best Picture then, which I don't think should be. Like... You should be able to be both, but at the same time, it's like, why aren't they already thought of as both?
Yeah.
Like, so it's like, you get a movie, like say Black Panther or something, or like it has, like I feel like a movie like Get Out, would that be nominated for Best Picture or popular? What would Get Out be? Because I think
a tough one. Yeah,
I think it. You think it?
Well, I think even when it was nominated, people were questioning.
Yeah, but I thought like it should. It has a big significance. I feel like if it has a significance, that's almost like a different. It's almost like a third movie category, yeah. Kind of.
Well, that's the thing where like maybe it should be like Best Independent, and then Best Popular.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
then, like, what does independent even mean? Because, like, Star Wars prequels were technically independent films.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, because that's the other thing. Because there's, like, there's Oscar movies that are, like, oh, that's, like, an indie movie. But then movies like American Sniper, that was really popular. Yeah. And movies like La La Land, that was really popular.
Yeah.
So it's kind of a thing where... Would those types of movies get into the popular movie category?
I think it has.
I'm more thinking from that end.
It has to be based purely on like. I think it has to be like the five highest grossing.
I think you do have to make a certain amount of money too
of the year. I think it has to straight up be five highest grossing movies.
Just box office, but international or domestic?
Domestic.
Yeah, that's true.
Make it international. Why not? 10 highest grossing movies in the world. It'd be interesting.
It would be interesting.
Because you're going to get some weird movies tonight.
Yeah, because there's always like Chinese movies or something that are in there. So I think it'd be interesting to see. It's going to be really weird to see what they choose and what they exclude. Like, can one only be in one? Because you're going to get movies like you could conceivably one day, like Up.
Yeah.
Up can be in animated, popular, and best. And is that. Like that's kind of weird that it would be in all three, but at the same time it's not gonna win all three, so it would win, but like if you got, I can see, I assume if you win animated and you get into the popular, you could potentially win both, but I guess that's the same with Best Picture too.
Broke box office mojo.
Yeah, they're like, you're searching it too much.
Oh, I have to search in a region. Yeah. No, I just want like.
But yeah, it's just weird how the Oscars they think they're so self important that like even when this popular movie category comes out, they're probably gonna like look like in their heads look down upon like these movies still.
See if we do top five: Avengers: Infinity War, Black Panther, Jurassic World, Fallen Kingdom, Incredibles 2, Deadpool 2. We have to go to number 7 where we find a movie that I've never heard of: Operation Red Sea. Which I think is a Korean.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like it's Korean or Chinese.
I guess.
So if we do top 10.
Let me see what else is on that list.
But I Ant-Man feel like the Lost, Detective Chinatown 2.
See, but I kind of feel like a movie like A Quiet Place would end up in there, though. Like, because it's also like a budget thing. Like, I feel like that would be in
there. No, but we're looking purely at worldwide gross.
Yeah, if we're just doing it like that. Man, that's weird.
Because A Quiet Place is 19.
Yeah. But there's something that are popular, but like, don't make as much money. But I guess if you just make it a strictly box office.
I think it has to. If you're,
yeah.
Because if you're saying popular, it has to mean people saw it.
I kind of, yeah. I am on that side now. Because there's too so much subjectivity, and you're going to get a lot of questions.
Unless you do, where if you do a category where people nominate it. It's nominated purely by viewers, and then the Academy chooses it.
Yeah, that's another way to do it. But yeah, I do think it has to be something like that. If it's chosen by the Academy, that's so subjective, and I don't think that's right. I think Best Picture can be, but when it's popular, what are you meaning by popular?
No, I think it has to be... Okay, Best Picture, I think it has to be nominations by the public, but still chosen by the Academy.
Okay, that can be it. So maybe they have a list of 20, or maybe they have a list of 15. Or 10, or whatever it is.
Yeah, 10.
10, and they whittle it down to 5.
The public whittles it down to 5, and then...
Or they whittle it down. Or either they pick the... they have to be picking, right?
Yeah.
So when we pick the 10, they pick the 5 of the 10.
And then they pick maybe. Number 1?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or they pick the 10, we pick the 5. It's somehow that people have to be involved, or it has to be based on numbers.
I think, like, they pick 10, like, they take 10 highest grossing movies.
Yeah.
We pick down 5.
And then they pick the
winner. They pick 1.
I can see something like that happening.
I don't see it. In an ideal world, but I don't think the Academy would let the public interact.
They want all the control.
Yeah. Which case they would have to do top 10 highest grossing and then go from there.
Yeah. I just think with the word popular, they're putting themselves in a corner if they don't explicitly lay out the rules, because there's going to be a lot of like uproar of like, what do you mean by popular?
I think it has to be highest grossing. Yeah. That's the only thing that makes sense.
It is the only thing that makes sense.
Because then popular means nothing else.
Yeah.
There is no other explanation for popular besides that.
True. Because I'm thinking of more like word of mouth stuff, and A Quiet Place is one of those movies that was big word of mouth. It just didn't make as much money.
Unless you do...
I don't think you can do like budget or anything.
No, you do worldwide gross... No, because that wouldn't work either, because then you could just scam the system. I was going to say worldwide gross over theaters it played in.
Yeah.
And do that as a percentage.
That's just...
But you could just, in theory, like fill out like one... And if it was over 1,000 theaters.
Yeah.
Like wide release. It has to be wide release.
Yeah. Definitely has to be a wide release. Like...
Because I don't think...
I think at the end of the day, we all kind of know what they're talking about anyway.
That, and I think at the end of the day, winning this award isn't going to be a big deal.
It's not going to matter. They're just doing it to get more viewers and stuff. Yeah. Like, and they just want the stars to show up for these movies. Yeah. Like, how people want to see the stars. So, and we know what they're talking. They're talking about Star Wars. They're talking about all the movies we like so much.
Yeah, that it's never like, get time of day.
Yeah. So it's like, I like that they're doing it, but it's also like, if you guys are going to treat this like looking down on these movies, I don't know. I don't know how I feel. But, yeah, I think it has to be something like that. It has to be less subjective than it really, than you really can make it.
Yeah. Next week, summer movie pool. Most likely.
Who's the winner? Yeah, most likely.
Because
last second tallies.
Yeah, Crazy Rich Asians might do well.
Yeah.
But I don't know if it's going to make $30 million next weekend.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money.
It's going to be hard. But I mean, like throughout the week, it could make 10 and then make another 20 or something.
That's such a reach.
It's a very big reach, I know. I know, I'm just saying like...
Right now, I think it's a 22 for this last week.
Yeah, that's going to be hard. Yeah.
Granted, only if it has a similar decline as it did
that week before. That's impossible. I'm going to say it right now.
Dude, $25 million weekend?
That's so impressive. I'm just like shocked by it.
Yeah.
I am very impressed.
Average of $7,000. Look at that average. That average is higher than... The only thing that's higher than it is Searching, which opened in 9 theaters.
Yeah.
So it's like, oh, The Wife? I don't know what that is.
That's the one with the Glenn Close and the dude from Game of Thrones.
Oh, yeah. Gross. And... How many theaters that open? 18. It's enough. No. But 7,000, that's a strong, for that many theaters, that's insane.
Yeah.
Let's see. Average. Yeah. The Meg is after it at almost at less than half, so.
Yeah, so that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, it's filling up the
Meg
theaters
they just
still sent
everywhere. Like, go everywhere, Meg.
Yeah. It's at 500 more theaters. It's still gross less.
Man.
On Netflix today, Inequality for All. Especially for me, because I can read that screen.
Like, I can't even see that. Yeah. I was like, I hope you read it for me.
Come back tomorrow for America's Sweetheart. This Week in Movies in the Now. That's it. Thank you for coming, listening, coming, whatever you want to do. Goodbye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Pizzas. Until next week, grab a slice and enjoy. Goodbye.